Sea star wasting syndrome was first documented in Ketchikan Bay in 2014, but it wasn't until last summer that the mysterious infection began killing sea stars in large numbers. Nearly 6 months later, the long-term effects of the die-off remain unclear. KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports.
Even to the trained eye, the first signs of sea star wasting syndrome are easy to miss.
There tend to be these white lesions. It's kind of what looks like could be scars or raw spots from a bird pecking at it or something like that.
Katie Gavanis is a master's student at the University of Washington. She began monitoring sea stars in Ketchikan Bay in 2014 as part of a project with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. At the time, most of the sea stars in the areas she monitored appeared healthy, with only about 10% showing signs of wasting syndrome. But last summer, the infection appeared to spread. Gavanis watched as true stars, the classic five-arm species, died in record numbers. In many cases, they virtually disintegrated, losing multiple arms.
It was pretty eerie, actually. We saw a lot of dismembered true star arms floating around. If the currents and waves were just right, you would get this line of true star arms along the surf line on the beach.
Other species, like the sunflower star, dissolved into what she calls a pile of goo.
What you started to see were what looked like someone had taken a sunflower star and kind of put it in a blender and poured it out in a crevice in the tide pool.
Infected sea stars have appeared along the Pacific coast since the 1970s. But the extent of this latest outbreak, stretching from Baja California to Alaska, is new. In 2014, researchers identified a virus in infected sea stars. But they also found the virus present in preserved museum samples dating back to the 1940s, long before the outbreak began. That suggests there might be other factors contributing to the outbreak, such as changes in temperature or pH. Gavanis says another big unknown is how the loss of sea stars will affect intertidal habitats as a whole. Because sea stars are important predators of other marine invertebrates, like urchins and mussels, their disappearance could have cascading effects on species diversity.
The big thing that I take away from all this is that there's a lot that we do not yet know. And it's pretty fascinating to look at a lot of the connections and also very humbling to realize that there's a lot more that is going on out there than we grasp right now.
Staff with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies returned to monitoring sites in Ketchikan Bay in late January. Although they didn't see any signs of the disease, they also didn't find any true stars or sunflower stars, the two species hit hardest by wasting syndrome last summer. It's still too soon to say how the die-off will affect sea stars in Ketchikan Bay. That's because they often retreat to deeper waters in the winter, making monitoring difficult. Coastal Studies staff and local volunteers will continue tracking sea star populations in the region throughout the year. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.